Family integrated worship. Concerning spiritual instruction, what did God intend when he designed the New Testament church? Most Christians agree the Bible is God's curriculum, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. And with a consensus on curriculum, this article, this lesson, shall attempt to address who God intended to teach his curriculum. There's a movement among many Christians toward family integrated worship and away from family segregated worship. This movement was born, at least in part, out of modern churches' failures to retain its youth. Statistically speaking, youth ministries have a terrible track record. Nevertheless, trends and statistics do not stir us. What stirs us is what God says about the matter. The Old Testament is replete with examples of family-integrated worship. Joshua 8:35, Ezra 10:1, Nehemiah 8:1-3, and Joel 2:15 and 16. But what pattern did Jesus leave his bride? Who would God have instruct New Testament states? More specifically, did God ordain, promote, and allow the segregation of members by age, sex, marital status, or any other criteria? Are such divisions a matter of Christian liberty, or is it contrary to God's design? And did God ordain, promote, and allow formal instruction by lay people? Is such instruction a matter of Christian liberty, or is it contrary to Scripture? Most Christians agree that the responsibility of a child's spiritual training lies with his parents, specifically with dad. Malachi 4:6, Ephesians 6:1-4. However, do parents have the liberty of delegating the instruction of their children to Sunday school teachers and or youth ministers? Does the Bible speak on this matter, or is it silent? What is the New Testament pattern when it comes to spiritual instruction? First, I read of entire households gather, listening, worshiping, and ministering. Acts 16:32, 1 Corinthians 1:16, 1 Corinthians 16:15, 2 Timothy 4:19. Does Scripture promote segregation instruction? We find no such case in the New Testament. Two, I read of Jesus rejecting an attempt to remove children. Matthew 19:13 through 15. Does Scripture endorse segregating children from parents? We find no such endorsement. Three, I read of Jesus charging Peter to teach the young and the old. John 21:15 through 17. Does Scripture authorize the spiritual education of children to anyone other than parents or ministers? We find no such charge. Fourth, I read of the pastor-teacher office in the church, a title which is singular and for one man. Ephesians 4:11 through 12. Does Paul ever address a church's pastors, deacons, and teachers? We find no such salutation. Consider a parallel. God intended marriage to be one man united with one woman. Over time, societies altered God's design through polygamy and sodomy, and it never worked. God intended parents, and God called ministers to instruct children with parents at their side. Over time, churches altered God's design through classes and programs, and it has not worked. The principle taught in Deuteronomy 6:7 through 9 has carried forward into the New Testament. Ephesians 6:1 through 4. Allow me to read Deuteronomy 6:7 through 9. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between the eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. In other words, parents are to teach their children the Lord's word, whether it's taping them to the refrigerator or mirrors, any way possible. Ephesians 6:1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I've got one disclaimer. A Titus 2:1 through 7 disclaimer. Paul told Titus to instruct three groups of church members, the older women, the older men, and the younger men. But Paul omitted a fourth group. God instructed older women to teach the younger women. But this teaching, as in the case with nearly all experiential teaching, takes place in informal settings. Therefore, Mount Olive practices family-integrated worship. It's the pattern in Scripture, and we find no authorization for any such segregation.